to order of business is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lang, do we have any changes this evening?
No changes.
All right, then.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the agenda as circulated.
Second.
Moving seconded to approve the agenda as circulated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the October 15, 2015 meeting.
Gentlemen, we've made some minor corrections. If you so choose to approve the minutes, they should be done based on the as revised or as amended.
Based on what?
As amended.
As amended. Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve those amended minutes of October 15, 2015.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the October 15, 2015 meeting. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is old business. We have two items of old business this evening. The first one being change of zone number 1785, Truett Homestead LLC.
Well, if you all remember, this was presented to us as in one presentation as part of the public hearing, but it was in fact two separate issues, one being the change of zone and the other is for the conditional use. And I guess what do you want first? I'm looking for mine.
First one was the change of zone, 1785.
Okay. So, Mr. Chairman, I'm prepared to make a motion.
All right, sir.
And, Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change of zone number 1785 for Truett Homestead LLC for a change in zone from AR1 to MR medium density residential based upon information contained in the record and for the following reasons. One, the proposed rezoning to medium density residential meets the purpose of the zoning ordinance and that it promotes orderly growth of the county, and the proposed project is in a developing area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Land Use Plan. Two, sewer service will be provided as part of the county operated sanitary sewer district, and adequate wastewater capacity is available for the project. Three, the site will be served with central water. Four, this is basically an infill rezoning. MR zoning is consistent with the neighboring and adjacent zonings, which include other lands that are zoned MR. Other nearby zonings and uses include multi and single family residential development, the Route 1 commercial corridor, a DelDOT transportation hub, and an outdoor water park. Five. MR zoning is appropriate for the site and is consistent with the purposes of the MR zoning district according to the Sussex County Zoning Code. The purpose of the MR zoning is to provide for medium density residential development in areas which are generally urban in character. Again, the surrounding development includes commercial development, the Route 1 corridor, single family development, and multifamily communities. Rezoning this property to MR is consistent with this character and the purpose of the MR zoning district. Six, the proposed rezoning to MR medium density residential will not adversely affect the neighboring properties, uses, or roadways.
Second. It's moved and seconded to recommend approval of changes known number 1785 Truett Homestead LLC for the reasons stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
And the records show that I abstained on that because I wasn't at the public hearing.
All right, sir. We thank you. Mr. Lang, please show that the motion carried 4-0 with Mr. Burton not participating. Next item is conditional use number 2029 Truett Homestead LLC.
Again, Mr. Chairman, this was presented to us in the public hearing as a combined presentation, and we're acting on the separate applications. And in this case, Mr. Chairman, this is a request for a conditional use, and I'm prepared to make a motion.
All right, sir.
And I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2029 for Truett Homestead LLC for a conditional use to allow 90 condominiums based upon the information contained in the record and for the following reasons. One, the proposed conditional use meets the purpose of the Sussex County zoning code in that it promotes the orderly growth of the county because the proposed project is in a developing area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Land Use Plan. The development of this site with 90 age-restricted condominium units is consistent with the densities of surrounding developments. Three, sewer service will be provided by Sussex County as part of the county-operated sanitary sewer district. Four, the residential development will be served by Central Water. Five, the conditional use will permit the development of the property in a way that is consistent with the uses that exist in the area, including single-family houses, multifamily dwellings, and commercial uses. Six, the proposed development will not adversely affect neighboring properties or roadways. And seven, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 90 dwelling units constructed on the site. B, all entrances, intersections, interconnection, roadway, and multimodal improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant in accordance with DLDOT's requirements. C, the development shall be served as part of a Sussex County Sanitary Sewer District in accordance with Sussex County Engineering Department specifications and regulations. D, the conditional use shall be served by a public central water system providing adequate drinking water and fire protection as required by applicable regulations. E, stormwater management and erosion and sediment control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated in a manner that is consistent with best management practices. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District. F, as proffered by the applicant, all roadways shall comply with the Sussex County street design requirements. As stated by the applicant, there shall be sidewalks on both sides of all streets, which shall be designed and built in accordance with the Sussex County requirements for a street with curbs and gutters. H, the applicant shall submit, as part of the site plan review, a landscape plan showing the proposed tree and shrub landscaping design. I, the applicant shall form a homeowners or condominium association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, any buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. J, as indicated by the applicant, the development shall be operated as an age-restricted, over 55 community, as that term is generally interpreted and governed by federal law. This proffer by the applicant was a significant part of the record, including traffic counts, the need for additional traffic analysis, and the basis for the density and site plan of the development. K, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. L, a 20-foot wide perimeter buffer shall be provided as shown on the preliminary site plan. The buffer, which may include existing vegetation, shall be included as part of the final site plan. M, the federal and state wetlands shall be maintained as non-disturbance areas, except where authorized by state or federal permits. As proffered by the applicant, a 25-foot buffer shall be provided for federal wetlands, as shown on the preliminary site plan. Wetland areas and the buffer areas shall be clearly marked on the site with permanent markings to prevent disturbance. N, construction, site work, grading, and deliveries of construction materials, landscape materials, and fill on, off, or to the property shall only occur Monday through Friday between the hours of 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. and on Saturday between the hours of 9 a.m. and noon. O, this preliminary approval is contingent upon the applicant submitting a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting the conditions of this approval on it. The staff shall approve the revised plan upon confirmation and conditions of approval have been depicted or noted on it. And last, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Question, if I might, I'd like to give you a second on this, Mr. Johnson. I just want to ask you if in several of these conditions you mentioned as stated by the applicant, so are you speaking to the fact that we are relying on a lot of the statements of the applicant, such as what they will do for buffers, sidewalks, and that it be a 55 and over community? That is the basis for your recommendation for approval.
Yes, while we there are certain conditions that perhaps are not in our code that we can impose, if an applicant proffers or states that they will do something, they in fact should do it. You know, we've had that question raised by other subdivisions, and I want to cut that off before it starts again.
Well, I thank you for that. And Mr. Chairman, I second Mr. Johnson's motion.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2029 Truett Homestead LLC for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed?
The record show that I abstained from that as well.
Okay, Mr. Lank, please let the record show that the motion carried 4-0 with Mr. Burton abstaining. All right then, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for our public hearings to begin. We thank you for being